Ah, okay. It's saying that we still have 30 seconds on the clock here, so it's slightly out of sync, but here we are on a 30 again. We're here with Bryn Durham here for the next 60 minutes. So please enjoy. And we do have two lovely guests already, so let's say hello to Bryn.
Oh, hey. Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Hi, Bryn.
Good. I also want to announce everybody, I have a website. It's called manyworldshealing.org. Manyworldshealing.org. It's one word. And that's my website, so people can also see my artwork on there and what I do. And, yeah, just to let people know.
Right. We're going to be including that shortly in the shows later, because,
okay.
We're going to get those links put in.
Sure.
And we'll get those links
put
into the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, here we go. Cork is building up. Two becomes three. Okay, right. Off we go then. Carolyn.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hi, Brad. Hi, Ken. Thank you so much.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you?
Thank you for... Yeah, I'm fine now that I'm talking.
I'm glad you feel fine talking.
To you all, yeah. I want to ask you, Bryn, what you're picking up. I am trying to keep my connection with my former boyfriend in a reasonable, rational energy connection between us, because we still have a lot of business stuff going on. And I have thought, I have paid for a professional consultant, a lawyer actually, and he's going to present to my former boyfriend an idea that would make things more reasonable between us, I think.
Okay.
So, business-wise, how do you see that, the outcome of that, please?
Sure. Let's see. So, and what is the name of your business partner?
B as in baby.
Okay. So I'll just use, that's fine. Let's see, so, all right, let me look at this for you, Caroline.
Thank you.
I see you and your lawyer presenting this new concept or suggestion of, you know, to have things work out, how will these, your business partner react to that? Initially, I feel a little resistance. I feel a little resistance in him. If I were to say, okay, let me look at this. Is Kellen's business partner going to go for what Kellen's lawyer is going to say? Yes or no, guys? This is what I hear. I feel that what the words I hear from him is that he'll be willing to try it. Out to try it. That's what I'm hearing. Initially, there'll be a little resistance, but on the big picture of it all, I feel that he'll be willing to try it, to give it a go, is what I hear. That's what I hear about that. Yeah. So I think, you know, all in all, when I look at the meeting between you, your consultant, lawyer, and your business partner, I feel, if I were to say, how will the meeting go? The rough spots will be smoothed over, I feel. When I look at your face or how you feel, about the meeting after I feel, let's see how Carolyn feel about the meeting between her lawyer and her business partner. How does she feel afterwards? You know, I feel you'll be relieved. I feel you'll feel more grounded. So I get a positive sense from you of how you'll feel after the meeting, okay? So all in all, it looks pretty good. And like I said, the words I heard from your business partner is that he'd be willing to try it.
Well, it's a definite plan that's being laid out. It has to be, it's definite. It's like concrete. And if the choice is not to do it, then there'll be other avenues that will be pursued, and it'll be more costly if we were to pursue that legally, and it'll be more, it'll just be more detailed and more costly. The first plan that's going to be presented is definite. It's like, it's just like a transition that's definite. There's no going back. There's no, it's just, that's it. It's just final.
Okay, so it's like a transition from one person to another? Is that it?
No. It's just a, that's the best way I can explain it, because we're on the radio. I don't like, anyway.
But it's a definite transition that has to be definite and
final.
Not more.
It's a final. Final. Yeah, no going back. That's it. Final.
What I hear with that is the word that he will concede to it. He will concede.
Good.
That's the word I get. I feel, when you explain it that way, and this transition is doesn't have any gray areas to it either, yes or no. I feel that your business partner will concede to this in a bit of a way of being grudgingly a bit, but he'll do it, is what
okay.
I feel. Yeah.
It's the best for all concerned.
Okay, yeah.
I need to ask you something else about something else. I left a place that I was living at for 3 months, a little over 3 months.
Okay.
I'm now in a new place, and I am wanting to ask you, are they going to charge me $500 for a lost key?
Okay. Is Carolyn's new place going to charge her $500 for a lost key, guys? Yes or no? If I were to say you're going to get charged for $500 for your lost key, Carolyn, I feel, yes, let's see. Will Carolyn get charged for $500 for lost key? I feel there's going to be a negotiation in some way. If I were to say the management of this new building that you're in, or where you live, is very dug into charging $500 for this lost key, I feel they will. I see some flexibility is the way I put it, is the way I see it. I feel that there might be some flexibility with the price.
Okay.
Let me put this way. If I were to say, go ahead. Sorry.
It's the old place that I just left. I've been in the new place.
Oh, the old place.
It's the old place.
I
explained to them, and I was trying to make, I was trying to make it good, and then one of the workers told me they turned in the key. They thought it was mine, and I had the flu, and blah, 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 blah. But I haven't gotten anything in writing yet. I haven't gotten my final, how they give you a deposit and all that. But I'm going to approach them if they do.
Let's see. Well, Carolyn's only residence is charged for $500. They might be a bit strict about it. Let's see. Is non-swarmer resonance going to charger for the charge 5 and non-Solowski. Yes, okay. What I'm hearing is that they will be willing to wait on it. Wait on it. They might accept some installments. If I were to say, let me put it this way, if I were to say ultimately in the end all of it, will Carolyn be paying $500 for the Lasky from her former residence? I feel what I hear, okay, they're going to be strict on it. Now, they might be adjustable. I feel they might be adjustable to some payments that would work for you, is what I hear. That is what I'm getting.
Well, you know, I can pay it, but I don't have to pay it in installments. But it's the principle of the thing, too, and it's $500, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it just feels, I get the word strict about it.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I keep hearing that word when I ask, you know, ultimately will Hugh Carolyn end up paying for, you know, $500 for the key that was lost in your residence? I get the word strict, strict.
Okay.
To be honest with you, yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, thank you, Bryn. I wanted to ask you, I'm looking for a business partner, someone I can trust to develop a business so I can start getting more income coming in.
Yeah.
Do you see that happening?
Yeah, okay. For Carolyn's new business, will she find a new partner? I'm going to answer this. For Carolyn's new business, she's going to find a new business partner. I feel eventually you will. You might go through two people, and then the second one will be the right one. Almost like you'll try one out and it won't work, and then I feel ultimately you will find a business partner for your new business. It might be another woman. It might be a female, possibly.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I get. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome, Carolyn. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
I'll
bye-bye.
Check out your website. Thank you.
Okay,
take
thanks.
Care.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay. Going to. Let's see who we have here. Queen.
Hey.
Hey, Queen,
how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
Good.
Your art is beautiful. It looks like you used water pencil. It's beautiful. That little face is fabulous. I love it.
Oh, thanks. I can hardly hear you, though. Our connection isn't very good.
I'll listen to you, because I can hear you and whatever you pick up.
You're very faint. Let's see. But anyway, tell me what you would like.
Whatever you pick up.
Okay, queen. Queen, let's see. So, what's going on with queen? I feel more finances coming to you. I feel there's going to be an increase in finances for you. Let's see, one is, let me look at this because it's the first thing that comes up. Okay, when is this increase in finances for Queen? I feel there's some energy for that starting January of next year. I feel increase in finances, some also some new projects coming up next year for you, new ideas. Let's see, what's surrounding Queen at this time? And I feel also there's, I don't know if it's symbolic or not, but when I ask what is surrounding you, Queen, I feel it's almost like I see they say packing up your bags. Now, I don't know if it's a physical move or it's leaving something that you don't need behind and taking a trip somewhere else new, but inwardly, you know. It feels like, let me get a little closer to this phrase here. Okay, what's around in Queen at this time? Okay, it's kind of symbolic. It means it's like you either in the process of, or you're going to be in the process of letting go of some things, letting them go, leaving things behind, but releasing them, not leaving behind to rest somewhere, but I mean releasing them. I feel what's going on with you at the moment, Queen, is that you're, there's whether you're conscious of it or not, there's a kind of a new dawn coming for you, and it's like they're showing me kind of the void, but then there's this little light that it's almost like a pinprick, but it's like it's this start of a new doorway opening up for you. And once again, I feel, okay, when is this light coming closer to Queen? Yeah, January. So it feels like a whole new cycle starts next year. When I look at Queen next year, I feel, where is Queen next year? I feel interesting. Some kind of new truths are going to come to you. New truths. It almost feels also some old baggage is going to be let go of. Some old stuff that probably you didn't know you had, or that you were aware of when you were maybe a teenager, I feel. And I feel it's almost like if I were to say what the theme of 2022 is for Queen, I feel it's a lot of enlightenment, letting go of a lot of things you don't need, and bringing in some new ideas and projects. And once again, the money comes up, where when I look at Queen's finances for 2022, I feel January, but also feel April as a rising point also for your financial picture. When I look at you, Queen, in April of next year, I feel, I get the word gardening, but it's kind of symbolic. It means like it's kind of pulling out the weeds to get to start a new garden in your life. And I would say, you know, by the end of next year, Queen, where I see you at is that a very different person. It's almost like you've aged younger instead of aged older. You aged younger, and it seems like you're kind of responding, or you're living the life of a younger part of you that wasn't able to live at a certain time because of certain restrictions or self-beliefs and that kind of thing, self-restrictions. And it's almost like kind of backtracking, and it's almost like, I want to say aging younger, it feels like to me, which is kind of interesting. Do you have any specific questions at all?
Well, you know, I've been calling for the Fountain of Youth, so that's very cool.
Interesting, yeah.
Yes. And
yeah.
In the gardening, I've been cutting back a lot of, because I live on acreage, and I've been cutting back little by little growth that is no longer needed. So that's symbolic and, you know, literally.
And literal, yeah.
Yes, and it's clearing, it's opening up, giving me new vision. And so that's a good thing. I'm on my way to do a show at the museum next week, so anything you get around that, do an art show.
Sure.
If you did hear me, your art is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So let's see your show at the museum. How will Queen's show at the museum go? I get the word exciting. The word that comes up about your show at the museum will be exciting, fulfilling, attractive, attraction. I feel when I look at the kind of atmosphere in the room when Queen is doing her show at the museum, what is the atmosphere like? I feel people really interested in your unique style. Does it have to do with storytelling, or what is it? Is it like a kind of what is the show about?
It's artist exhibition. I won't be the only one there. But I will be selling my jewelry, a few of my clay sculptures, maybe a couple of paintings.
No, I feel it's going to go well. I feel when I look at people looking at your paintings, I feel you might get a purchase there, possibly. You might have somebody who wants to buy some of your artwork at the show, Queen. Yeah. And also, you might get somebody who's going to ask you about, do you do like commissions or something, or commission work? That might come up. I'm not sure, but it feels like there's some flavor of that that's possible. All in all, when I look at your face after this show, I feel you'll be very happy, and I feel you might get some people who want to see more of it, you know, possibly. Yeah. So I think it'll go well. Yeah. It feels positive.
Wonderful.
Anything
else that might be, you know, lurking around that I need to hear? And I hope I have I'm expecting quite a few stills, actually. I'm putting that out there. Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't hear what you said. I couldn't hear what you said.
I'm expecting quite a few sales. I'm looking for quite a few sales. Anything else?
Let me see. How many sales will Queen have at her art show? I'm getting. Let's see how many sales will Queen have at her art show, guys. I'm getting close to 12 sales. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That's what I hear. It feels like close to 12 with me. That's what I'm getting. Yeah. So.
I'll go
yeah.
for that for now.
Yeah, that sounds good, right? So yeah. Let me see what else is around. Okay. All right. Well, we're done. So I hope that
Thank
was
you.
Helpful to you.
It was. Thank you so much.
Okay, Queen. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thanks, Queen. All righty. It's a little bit daunting when we only have an hour, really. But, you know, as I say, there are, at the minute, 8 people in the court queue.
Wow.
You know, it's like keep into the 10
well,
minutes.
Well, let me say this. Maybe I can do an hour and 15 minutes, okay?
Well, we'll do our best, Bryn. We'll do our best. Okay. Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi,
Veronica. Hey, how are you? Good.
Hi, thank you so much for your wonderful service for the show. We appreciate you helping the people.
Thanks. That's good hearing you again.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And Ken always tries to help, and I know support's needed. Thank you. So I have a few questions. I'm trying to make it quick here. So my sibling is finally going to get served because, again, it's the protection. And I want to know how is she going to take that, and including her father. It'll be delivered next week.
So they're getting served with a court order. Is that it? Like a court order or something?
It's a warning. Yes.
Okay.
She is.
All right. So let's see. Veronica's sibling is going to be. concerned with it. So it's a legal warning, right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Veronica says it's going to be served with a legal warning. And the father, I want to take it. I definitely feel they'll be upset, you know. When I look at your sister and the father, I feel it's almost like it's symbolic, but it feels like he wants to tear it up, you know. I don't think he will. But they're giving me the kind of anger in him where it's more of a symbolic picture I see of him tearing it up, not literally tearing it up, but that's what he feels like he wants to do with the order. It's pretty obvious that they'll be upset, I feel, about this warning. That's what I get about that. Yep. Yeah.
Is that going to work?
Okay, is the warning going to work? Yeah, let's see that. Okay, this warning that we're going to sibling.
It is to the state.
Okay, is this warning going to work on Veronica's sibling and the father? If I were to say it was going to work, I do feel it'll work. Veronica, this warning. There's a possibility they might dispute it, but I don't think it'll get anywhere. If I were going to say, okay, the sibling and her father are going to dispute this warning, they might try a counter thing, but I don't feel it's going to work. I do feel the efficacy. Of this warning towards your sibling and her father, if it's going to work, I feel that they will be more mindful. I feel things will cool down as a result of this warning, whatever
yes.
they're being warned about. I do feel they'll, if I were to say it's going to be effective, yeah, the warning will be effective on them. They might pursue something, some kind of legal action, but if I were to say this legal action that they pursue, is it going to work for them? No, I don't feel so, you know. If they do that, there's a chance that they might do that.
Well, can you please tell me what would I want to pursue?
What would they want to pursue?
Yes.
Yeah, well, just to counter the warning or dispute the reason why it's being warned, you know. That's what I feel, but I don't feel it'll hold any water for them, you know. I don't feel it'll go there far. They're going to think about doing it, but I don't feel it's going to hold any ground. Let me put it that way.
Real quickly, is my young mom going to know?
What? Hello? Oh, I lost her. I lost Veronica. Her call dropped.
Yeah. Called, cut herself off again. Oh, bless. Okay.
Maybe
Veronica, we're going to have to move on. So we're going to have to move on, ladies and gents. Okay. Yeah, that was quick, Veronica.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much for that. I know you don't do legal matters, but I would just say later.
Your call drops. I didn't hear what you said. Your call dropped for like several seconds, so you have to backtrack as to what you were saying. Yeah.
Is my mom going to understand? I mean, I don't want to get her a heart attack.
Is she going to understand about the warning, your mom? Is that the question?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is Veronica's mom, going to understand about the warning? Yes or no? How will Veronica's mom react to Veronica's she will be a bit scared, I feel. I mean, I feel stressed with her about the warning. But I feel if you explain it to her, you need to explain it to her to ease her because she's going to be uneasy about it. She's almost telling me, like, what is she doing? You know, that's what I hear from her. But I think to resolve that, you want to explain it clearly why you're doing it, you know, the reasons why. Because I do feel your mother's reactions to the warning is going to cause her a little upset. But if you explain it to her, I feel it will work out. That's what I sense.
I'm applying for a new job position for higher up, and I have an interview on Monday. Do you see me getting the position?
Okay. Veronica's interviewing for a new position. Will Veronica get the position? Yes or no? Will Veronica get the position she's interviewing for? What I'm hearing, it's a possibility at this point. It's not out of the question. If I were to say it was a definite no, it's not a definite no, but I'm not seeing a definite yes. I'm just seeing that it's a possibility. It's almost like I feel you're in the running for it. So if I were to say, ultimately, will Veronica get this new position that she's interviewing for? Ultimately, will she get it, guys? It's a very good probability. That's the best I can give you. A good possibility, good probability that you'll get it. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Okay. One more question. So I never look for anybody. I have a new. Well, I didn't pursue the interest. The interest came towards me. But I'm asking. It's a different person. I didn't do nothing to that person because I was wanted to see, but I think the other person is like a male whore. Sorry, that's the truth. Second, this one right here, he's younger. And I don't know. I think he's getting close to approaching me, like asking me out or what's in his mind because.
Okay, what's
like
his name?
David.
David, so let me see where David is going with you. When I put you, Veronica, and David into the future together, I feel that, what happens when I put Veronica and David into the future together? I feel a friendliness there. If I were to say, okay, is there going to be romance? Is there going to be romance between Veronica and David? I feel him backing off from that, but it's not so much about you. It's his issues of getting close. I'm not getting a sense that they might go into the direction of a romance. When I look at David's intentions towards you, What are David's intentions towards Veronica?
I know he's younger.
He likes you. I do feel David likes you. And if does David intend to get closer to you? At this time, he doesn't want that. At this time, he doesn't want that. He's just backing away from that whenever I approach him with that issue of getting closer to, like, romantic type. You know, that's what I hear.
Is there a reason? Is there a reason?
Well, yeah, I feel he has issues. If I were to say, does David have some baggage with him? Yeah, he has some maternal issues, actually, on his mother's side. Certain things that he hasn't worked out between his relationship with his mother, that kind of reflects in his relationships. Yeah. All right?
Okay.
All right.
That's cute. Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Veronica. Hey. Take care.
Thanks, Veronica. Veronica may kick it back very quickly there. Otherwise, we would have had to move on. But we may be. Okay. Right, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Catherine? Good. How can I help you today?
I'm good. I was in Mexico and I had a weird reaction to the ocean, and I got a lot of like a rash on my skin, and the doctor said it was bacteria, like a red tide, you know, like when the warm water getting bacteria comes out. But nobody else got it, and so I'm not really a medical question, but is there anything energetic, or what do the guides say about why, what the heck happened?
It's a rash, right? You say like a rash?
Yeah.
And you were at the ocean, and then when you came back, you had the rash, correct?
No, it happened down there.
It happened
right away when I got there. And
that's interesting.
I saw a doctor, so I heard what the medical thing is, but why would that? I love the ocean, so it seems weird I'd get a major reaction.
All right, let me see if I can decipher this a bit. Okay,
great.
What is the nature of Carolyn? You're Carolyn, right? Carolyn? Right. Yeah.
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Okay, Catherine. Okay,
sure.
What is the nature of Catherine's rash outbreak? If I were to say that this rash came from being exposed to the ocean there, let's see, I'm not getting that. Okay, was it the ocean the cause of Catherine's rash that she has? No, I'm here. It's something else. Okay, what is the something else? So what is the nature of what caused Catherine's rash, guys? So did you swim in the water? You must have swam.
And the swimming pool and the ocean.
And it came after you came out of the water?
Right away, about the second day there.
Let me backtrack a minute. If I were to say this rash had something to do with the water in the ocean, they're telling me there was a spot that you might have swam in, and the reason why it didn't affect other people was maybe it's almost like what my guide is saying. Everybody has different constitution, different strengths of immune systems.
Right.
That can prevent or go against. And I would kind of go with what the doctor said, that there was like an area in the ocean where you picked up something and it caused this trash. And, you know, everybody has a different thumbprint. Everybody has a different defense mechanism. And it could go day by day. Sometimes our immune systems are better one day, and the next day they're kind of down and more vulnerable. So there's a lot of variables to this. So I want to say I agree with the doctor that it had something to do with the water exposure. And you still have this rash, right? You still have it?
No, they gave me antihistamine, and
But I feel that was the cause of it, Carolyn. Yeah, Carolyn. That was the cause of it. I'm sorry. Catherine. God. That's terrible. Okay, Catherine. C-A-T-H. C-A-T-H. I remember that. Catherine. I'm hearing it shouldn't stop you from going to the beach again or swimming. Mm. Just be aware, but it might have been just one of those instances, you know, that it happened. Because I know it hasn't happened to you before, right, because you love the ocean.
It did. Yeah, a year ago. Same place. I mean, not
all
same
right.
beach, but... same city a year
same
ago.
Same city. Okay, interesting. So in a way, there was something in the water that you contracted that seems to affect your system, you know, your unique system, right, Catherine?
Yeah, and the heat, I think a hot, such a warm
right.
ocean is part of it.
Right, right. All right. Anything else, or I can just kind of, you know, see what's surrounding you, if you'd like.
Yeah, anything else about Mexico? I'm really pulled down there, so any spiritual or energetic connections?
Yeah, let's see what's surrounding you at this time. Okay, what's surrounding Catherine? What's surrounding Catherine at this time? You know, it's interesting. Whether you are realizing it or not, there's a lot of things that you're learning right now. It's almost like you're in a learning stage of your life, and I feel what is Catherine learning at this time? What is Catherine learning at this time, guys? I think it's almost whether it's unconscious at the moment or conscious, but you're learning a lot about yourself. There's some kind of learning going on, and I'm being guided to your higher self that I feel it's more on a very, higher-tuned part of you, that your higher self is teaching you a lot about things about your life and almost tuning you up and helping you to move maybe some heavy, they're giving me the... you know, the image of boulders that are moving out of your way. And I feel it's interesting because your higher self, I'm kind of looking at your higher self, Catherine, and I feel you're being guided to move in different areas. It's almost like also whether it's coming, it's now or coming soon, a time of experimentation as to lifestyle and changes in how you view yourself and other people. So, and this is a kind of a dawning phase of this. It's almost like I don't feel you're conscious of it yet, but I feel when I look at you between now and the end of the year, where's Catherine? I feel, let's see, where's Catherine in December? Where's Catherine in December? So when I look at Catherine in December, I feel that you're moving, they say you're moving out of an old phase into a new phase of
mm-hmm.
your life, where kind of closing the book on old things, some old matters, like closing the book. So when I look at Catherine in 2022, okay, how is 2022 going to be for Catherine? I feel... you know, I feel a lot of, I get the word mystical. I feel, wow, I don't know why they're saying Europe. But it's almost like,
great.
Okay, is
like ancient, maybe something more historical.
Yeah, is Catherine moving to Europe? You're going to be attracted to Europe, some place in Europe is going to catch your eye. There's going to be some kind of link there, or some kind of thing you're going to read about some kind of European country. Is it ancient Europe or is it present-day Europe? It's interesting. That's where the mystic comes in. It's like a past life in a European existence. So I feel what you're going to do is part of 2022 is you finding out and digging out certain areas of what happened in some past lives that are going to enrich you. And it's almost like a lot of inner work. It seems like these things are going to arise in you. And I feel that, let's see, what else is here? Okay. What they're saying is, too, important in 2022 is be very conscious of grounding yourself. They want you to do a lot of grounding because there's a lot of spiritual energy going to come into you in 2022, Catherine, I feel. They want you to move your body. Part of the grounding stuff that they say to give you is do some dancing or moving, like moving the shoulders, moving the pelvis, moving the torso to unlock energy. Because I feel spiritually in 2022, there's going to be a lot happening, some new unfoldments. I feel your heart unfolding there, you know, the unfoldments of the heart. So I'll just leave you with that for now.
Great. Thank you, Bryn. That was great reading.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Take care, Catherine.
I'll keep listening. Okay.
All right.
You too.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Uh-huh. Right then, let's see where we are. Anna.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Anna. Good to hear you. How can I help you?
Yeah. Can you give me any insight into any significant other coming into my life and a little bit about health issues? I'm having neck, back, and shoulder pain and ringing in my ears.
All right. Let's see. Are you looking for marriage or just a boyfriend?
Yeah, the right person, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Anna, is Anna going to be married? Is there marriage for Anna? So I get a yes on marriage. Okay, Anna is going to be married. So let's see, when does this happen? When does Anna get married? I feel, if I were to say, it seems like within, all right, let's see, when is Anna going to get married? I feel this is going to, something happen next year in terms of marriage for you, or beginning, like meeting somebody for marriage. Let me see, okay, what is the actual date, or what is, when is Anna going to meet her marriage partner? So, okay, this makes sense. So it feels like near the end of this year, last quarter of next year, it feels like you meet your partner and it starts the relationship. And I feel that, you know, in 2023, probably mid-2023, there's like a marriage energy there. If I were to say you, Anna, are going to be alone the rest of your life, no, there's a lot of possibility there for you. There's betrothal, there's marriage. And once again, if I were to say when is Anna going to meet her marriage partner, it feels like next year. It feels like the last quarter next year is what I feel, Anna, when this marriage happens. That's the sense I'm getting. So it's not too far into the future when this process starts, you know.
Do you get any information about him?
Let's see. What kind of person is Anna going to marry? What kind of person is Anna going to marry, guys? I feel the nature. Okay, what kind of person is Anna going to marry, guys? I feel he's a tall person, a tall man. When I look at the type of person your marriage partner is, Anna, I feel that he's very generous. There's a gentility about him. There's a gentility, but there's a good kind of fire in him too, you know, not in a negative way, but in a very positive way. I feel that there's also a quality about this man that's very, almost like, I want to say spiritual, etheric in a way. It's interesting.
Really?
Cause
oh, wow.
that he's kind of, you know, well-read, but I feel if I were to say Anna's marriage partner is a spiritual man, I do feel he is, and he has a good, but also it seems like he has a good business sense too, kind of business. But if I were to say how Anna's going to feel in this marriage, very fortunate. I feel you'll feel very fortunate in this marriage. I feel the love from this man it's like, it feels like complete love for me. You know, I feel almost like an instant attraction, like you're meant to be together.
Okay.
If I were to say, okay, is this a twin flame or a soulmate that Anna's going to meet for marriage? It feels very much like that, like a super soulmate kind of feeling. But the type of man, once again, well, let me see some more. Okay, what type of man is it going to be? Yeah, there's gentility about him. I want to have enough time for your health question, so shall
okay.
we go on to that? Yeah. So
sure.
you're having pain, like stiffness
neck and shoulder
in your
and back pain.
Neck and shoulder.
Been, yeah, it's been going
okay.
on for a long time.
Okay, why is Anna having neck and shoulder pain? Oh, okay. There's anger there. There's like anger there. I feel this like this neck and shoulder pain. There's something. Okay, why is Anna getting this neck and shoulder pain, guys? What's okay? Why is Anna getting this neck and shoulder pain, guys? Let me see what she can do about it.
Okay.
What can Anna do about her neck and shoulder pain? All right, you need some massage, some really good massage work on this. I
okay.
feel. Also, I get chiropractic, too. I get
mm-hmm.
chiropractic. Now, there's a lot of offices with chiropractors that also have massage therapists that they'll put you with a massage therapist before the chiropractic session. I feel you want to find that, or you can go separately, but I feel between massage and chiropractic, this is going to help the neck and shoulder pain. If I were to say what is stuck in Anna's shoulder and neck, or what kind of energy is it? You know, it's something wanting to release. It's like a release
mm-hmm.
that's kind of stuck there that I feel could be alleviated by massage and some manipulation on the spine is
okay.
what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Also, there's another thing, very simple thing. How much water do you drink during the day?
I don't think I drink enough. I do
all
drink
right.
about, yeah.
Now, it's amazing what water
mm-hmm.
will do. The more fluid you drink, the more fluid you become. This is going to help alleviate a lot of the pain, even before
mm-hmm.
you start the massage and the chiropractic. I want you to work up to a half gallon a day of water. Now,
okay.
And if you don't like the taste of water, put some lemon in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
No sugar, but lemon. But I'm saying for you, if you do that, you're going to see a change in your mobility, in your
mm-hmm.
fluidity, because it's like I said, the more fluid you have, the more fluid you become, it's going to help this neck and shoulder pain. And that's something
right.
you can start right away, right?
Okay. Well,
yeah.
good. Thank you.
Yeah. We still have some time, so let me see.
Yes,
I'll just see what's surrounding
you
in a minute. The what?
Yeah, the ringing in my ears, too. It's
oh,
terrible.
Ringing. Oh, interesting.
It's been going on for
okay.
a few years. I can't,
okay,
you know,
why?
I've been to all the doctors and alternative
all right.
practitioners. No change.
What's the ringing in Anna's ears? Why is Anna getting ringing in her ears? How's your digestion? You have good
sometimes
digestion?
Sometimes it's good, sometimes not. I exercise, I eat pretty healthy.
Yeah.
I'm not overweight. It's just,
right.
yeah, it's frustrating.
What's the nature? Okay, where does this, why does Anna have this ring in here? Okay, I think it's linked up with the stuff in the neck and shoulder. It's tension. It's tension. I think if I were to say, okay, will Anna be able to cure this ringing in the ear? Let's see, will is there a cure for Anna for this ringing in the ear, yes or no? Yeah, it's all about something about relaxation. And once again, there's the water that comes into it. That water also relaxes
mm-hmm.
and it makes things move. So I feel the ringing there is linked to stress in the body, also dehydration. So that's what I feel will help it. You know? Yeah.
Great.
And
will it go? Is there anything that can help it to go away?
Yeah. No, I feel what I just said. I feel
okay.
The massage, the chiropractic, and the fluid uptake. I feel your ringing will alleviate. If I were to say Anna will have to live with ringing in her ears for the rest of her life, no, they say absolutely not. My guides say absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's stress. I keep getting stress-related.
Mm.
Stress-related.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, we get more stressed when we don't have enough water in our body.
Yeah.
If we do, we can handle stress better. So we have to remember to drink. Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a few minutes, so let me just see what's surrounding you a minute. Anna, okay. What's surrounding Anna? What's surrounding Anna? Okay, what is surrounding Anna this time? Yeah, it's almost like, it's interesting, they're showing me these things being pulled out of you, and it's like the stress in your neck and shoulder. It's like the energy just wants to move. So definitely the chiropractic, the massage, and the fluid, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do that. There's a woman named Krista Marie. She had 2 years of experiences, and she actually met Jesus, God, and Mother Mary during some of these experiences, and she's been given the gift of healing. I have a session with her next month. Do you think she'll be able to help me?
Yeah, I think you'll get some pluses from that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She'll really look into it. Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Yep. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Anna. Good luck. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Oh, we just about got time to 50, the next two people in there.
Steve. Hey, Dee.
Good evening, Ben. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Dee. Good to hear you. It's been a little while. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Can you see if the spirit has any messages for me, please?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see, Dee. Okay. Excuse me. Any messages for Dee? The message I get for you, Dee, is that you're walking. Okay, where's walking? Where's Dee walking to? Okay. What's the message for Dee? What's the message for Dee? Okay, the message is you're walking towards a new position or new level of understanding about your life, is what I'm hearing. When I look at what's surrounding you, Dee, I feel that... what's surrounding Dee at this time? What's surrounding Dee at this time? I feel, you know, when I look at you between now and the end of the year, I feel things shifting for you. I feel that when I look at what's surrounding you at this time, it's almost like you've been mastering a lot of things. There are some difficulties in your life, but I feel it's almost like this saying something about the new moon coming or the next new moon, things are going to shift for you. I feel when I look at 2022 for you, Dee, let's see, how is Dee next year in 2022? I feel, yeah, it's almost like more projects coming to you, it feels like some... I don't know what it is. It feels good. It just feels they show me you putting a stake in the ground, like you're measuring, a parcel of land or something. But it feels like you're moving in a good direction in terms of like staking a claim for your life, or literally staking a claim on some land or real estate or something like that. But when I look at what kind of year 2022 is going to be for you, Dee, I feel that a lot of good things, feeling very grounded. I feel there are some challenges, but it feels like when I look at you in 2022 feels like a man who's grounded is, and then your son comes up, I feel more a closer connection with the son that you have. You have a son, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I feel things shifting in a positive way for you and your son next year, where there's more, it seems a greater opening in your relationship between you and your son, and it's from the heart. It's like a greater heart connection happening between you and your son. Like, and it part of it has to do with his maturing, part of him maturing and opening up, and kind of opening up in a new way with you, and you opening up in a new way with him. So I feel like a very good year for you next year, Dee, in 2022, and it all has to do with like feeling very clear about a lot of things in your life, feeling grounded, and you know, this kind of image of the stake is like you're being very definite about things. It's like feeling that being defined here and there, you know, on this thing and this issue and that issue, and it's almost like no fuzzy areas, but feeling very definite that this is what you want, or this is what you see, or this is what you realize is the situation that is in front of you. But it feels things are defined better for you, like definitions are coming clearer to you, clarity. It feels like a clearing of feeling more clear and less wrapped up in things, you know, by restrictions. But let's see, what else, what are the messages for, let's see, any messages for D, any messages for D? Yeah, it's interesting because when I was looking what was surrounding, it's almost like I feel there's a part of you in a cocoon that's been in a cocoon, and I feel that's really going to start opening up next year. When I look at you in December, okay, how is D in December this year? I feel it's almost like when I look at you, D, in December, I feel you're moving through a lot of old shifts, old stuff coming out of you. It might be painful stuff, but it's kind of you're letting it out, letting out some old, I want to say crap. and it feels like a molting season, like molting or something. But when I look in January, where is D in January, I feel a lightening of the load. It's a very different energy next year for you, D, than this year. I feel this year for you, D, has been kind of, there's been some good things, but also, you know, some restrictions and feeling, I don't know, like, have you felt sometimes like the false phrase of feeling like a failure? Has that been coming through you?
It does.
Yeah. Well, that's all an illusion because that's leaving. You're not a failure. It's just a lot of it has to do with the circumstances you've been under, and I feel when I look at that failure word in 2022 for D, no, it's like you get your strength back then. You're going to get your strength back in 2022, I feel, D. I feel it's like there's this man with this pointed stick and he kind of thrusts it into the soil and he's saying, this is me, this is what I know, this is what I'm definite about, this is what I definitely don't want, and this is what I definitely do want. And then your son comes in, and I think it's because that this shift in your relationship with your son, it's because of the shift in you, but also part him because he's kind of opening up into a new way of relating to you. So I feel very good for what 2022 has for you, you know. And
thank you. That's very beautiful. If I can ask, I am I'm looking forward to making an investment, but I'm waiting for the right opportunity in the market. When do you see that opportunity coming along, in the next few days or weeks or
okay.
any?
Okay. All right. So this investment that Dee wants to make, when will be the right time for Dee to make this investment, guys? Okay, between now and the end of the year, when will be the right time for Dina to make this investment?
Could it be early next year?
I feel the investment, the best time for the investment, if I were to say it's going to be in November, no, they're pushing me forward. Okay, for Dina to make this investment in December. No, they say wait. It feels like more into the borderline between December and January, I feel, to make this investment.
End of December, beginning of January. Understood.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
House-wise, as of now, what energy do you get? I'm still looking for houses, and I'm not in a rush, but I'm being selective about what I want, but when do you
see... So you want a house, or are you looking at you know, more than one house?
No, just one house. I'm not...
Yeah, okay, no. Okay, between now and the end of the year, we'll be... Between now and the end of the year, we'll define a house. No, I don't see between now and the end of the year that you'll find a house. I feel... No, they say wait next year. Once again, next year. Okay, 2022 will D find a house. When will D find a house? And next year will D find a house in 2022? I feel you'll find your house. Okay, when is you going to find this house, guys? It feels like within a 6 month period of time. Six to 8 months.
Okay.
That's what I hear. It's definitely not between now and the end of this year.
Yeah.
I don't feel
Thank you.
House.
I will
yeah.
keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Let me just see if there's anything else, because we do have, I guess, a few more moments. Let me see if there's any more messages. Oh, well, there's the message. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the lovely messages. All right. Take care.
Have a good
day. Be well. Yeah, be good.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Right, we're on our last call then for this show, and
okay.
We have Karen.
Okay, hey, Karen.
Hi, it's Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hey, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to hear you. Very nice to hear you. Yeah.
Nice to hear you, too. My question is, I have an interview next Wednesday. This is just for a part-time job, but it's in a restaurant kind of,
okay.
But it's to work in the office. And I'm just kind of wondering what you see. I believe it's a young Spanish girl supposed to interview me. So
okay. Karen, right? Okay, Karen.
Yes.
Okay, how will Karen's interview go for the restaurant? When I see, okay, So I want to say I feel pretty good about this job for you. Is Karen going to get this job at the restaurant? Will Karen get this job at the restaurant? I want to say I feel you're going to get the job. That's what I feel.
Oh, okay.
Karen.
Okay.
Let me just look at some more details here. Let me ask this. Okay, how will the interview go? Okay, how will Karen's interview go for this office job at the restaurant? So I feel the interview will go well, this interview. Let's see, let me just look a little closer here. Okay, guys, show me more of this interview that Karen's going to have in the restaurant. Do you know the name of the person? It's a Spanish woman, right? Spanish, you say?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, let me just look at her a minute. Okay, Karen. Yeah, it's almost like they see the symbol of her giving her hand to you and saying, oh, congratulations, you have the job. So I want to say you're going to get it. So, yeah,
okay.
I feel positive. Let me ask another way. Okay, how will Karen feel about... I do feel you'll feel happy after the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me, and I'm going to ask, okay, when will you start work? When will Karen start the job at the restaurant? It feels like within a 7-day period of time you'll start at the restaurant, I feel. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I
okay.
said.
Yeah, that's the
I
only
feel...
one that called me back.
okay. Yeah. I do feel good about it, so I want to go with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it. That and it's just part time, so that'll work. I have to get some medical treatment, so that'll kind of
yeah.
work with my schedule. So.
yeah.
So we have
some more time, so I'll just see if there's any messages for you. All right.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Any messages for Karen? Any messages for Karen? All right. Okay, it's interesting. It's almost like they're saying there's something good, looking forward to the future. It's like there's a good future. There's things up ahead that are good for you, I feel. So the message is look forward. Yeah, part of it is look forward, don't look back. Don't look back at the past. Look forward, and a big part of this is staying in the moment, like staying in the present moment, like monitoring yourself to stay in the moment, but also look forward, and don't look down, but look up. let's see what's surrounding you. What's surrounding Karen at this time? What's surrounding? That's interesting. I get animal spirits around people. So when I see what's surrounding you, Karen, I feel there's like a flock of sheep. I don't know what the symbolism of it. I feel it's a positive. You know how you can find out? Go on the computer and look for the spiritual meaning of sheep, because every time I tune into it, when I say, okay, what's surrounding Karen, I feel there's like a lamb, or sheep, or there's like a baby lamb there. So it's almost like it could be the birthing of something new. But I feel, okay, let me find out. Okay, why are these sheep around Karen? It's almost like a nurturing. It's like a nurturing kind of energy. You know, the sheep has the wool, and wool can be very nurturing. And I feel the sheep or this lamb is around you to, give you a lot of new life. I feel, you know, the lamb in particular, because it's new life. It seems like. And that all goes with kind of looking forward, because I feel something coming up for you is good, is a good energy. So, yeah, that's what I sense. But look up the meaning of sheep or lamb. I want you to find out, because you can look up the spiritual meaning of any animal. You know, that's what I feel.
Okay. Yeah. And you're right. I had my surgery, so the worst is over, and I just got to go for treatment for so many days about a month or so. So yeah, the worst is already over. There, he got it out. So you're right about that. So, but I will look up that, and I will let you know too. But thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
Karen. Yeah, take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Karen being the last call of our show this evening, then. Lynn has gone over time, and we're not taking any more calls this evening.
Yeah.
So thank you very much there, Bryn. And we'll do it all again next time, yeah?
Yeah, and...
Sorry?
I'm at manyworldshealing.org. I'll send the link to you, Ken. Yeah.
You send me the link, and we'll put it into the next show, yeah?
Okay. All right, Ken.
Lovely.
Take care.
Wonderful.
Right.
Thanks, Bryn.
Bye.
Right, and we'll certainly get that done for... the next time there, ladies and gentlemen. I have to tell you that if we decide to do a show next Thursday, which will be the we're actually closing down on the 14th, which is the Sunday, and we won't be doing any shows throughout December. So we're looking forward to hopefully getting 7 readers for you in 2022. If we can't get 7 readers for 7 shows, yeah, then we will not be continuing. So, you know, I know it sounds sad news, but, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And the money's scarce. And so we haven't got the finances any longer to fund the shows unless we can get some more interest in them. So if we can't get 7 people interested, then it's kind of impractical to do. Because at the moment we're doing 3 shows a week, which is like roughly 10 shows a month, which is ridiculous, because there should be anywhere up to 30 shows a month.